Hello, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is the teacher, and I'm your host, Ali. Well, in this program, the teacher, we try to answer some of the major questions about Islamic teachings. Please stay with us. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear brothers and sisters, today in this show, we're going to be discussing a question that is somewhat controversial amongst the scholars of Islam and amongst the interpreters of Quran. The question is, what is the criteria with regards to the greater sins? In connection with the greater sins, reference to which has been made in several verses of the Noble Quran, there have been many views by commentators on the one hand, and the scholars of tradition, the scholars of hadith, and the jurists, the fuqaha, on the other. Okay, so there are like different layers that we have, and each layer or each group has its own definition of how they qualify a sin to be a greater sin. Well, there are a few opinions that we're going to quickly go over so that you have an overall idea of how they're categorized, the sins are. The first opinion is that some have regarded all sins as being greater sins. This is because those sins are against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the mighty. In front of Allah, every sin is enormous. You can't say that, okay, you did a ma'siyah, you did a sin against Allah, you know, against His command, and it can be considered minor. No, some scholars say that every sin that is performed intentionally and within the senses is considered to be a greater sin. That's one opinion. The second opinion is that the concept of lesser and greater employed in connection with sins is relative in nature. So every sin, in comparison to a more serious sin, is looked upon as being lesser, while in comparison to a less serious sin, as great. Okay, so it's a theory of relativity, you can call it, right? So the sin, when compared to another sin, you know, this is how you define if it's a lesser or a greater sin. Okay, stand alone, a sin is not great, or a sin is not less. Okay, so that was the second opinion. Let's move on to the third opinion. It says that Allah's warning in the Quran, the warnings of chastisement with respect to a sin, serves as a criteria for that sin to be considered great. Which means that every time there is a sin that is mentioned in the Quran, the words of Allah, the Holy Quran, and there is a prediction of chastisement, okay? This is when we say that this particular sin is a great sin, okay? The greater sin will have to be mentioned in the Quran, the verses of the Quran, along with the chastisement. This is the third opinion. The fourth opinion is that occasionally it has also been said that every sin which necessitates the implementation of legal penalty, the shari penalty, is considered to be a greater sin. Okay. So for instance, stealing, we know that there is a legal penalty, of course, based on conditions that the fingers will have to be cut off the person who steals, with conditions, you know, provided there's no poverty, so on and so forth. Now, we know that there is a legal penalty for this sin, which means that this sin, this implies, according to this opinion, that this sin is a greater sin. And any other sin that does not have its legal penalty spelled out, it won't be considered to be a greater sin in the light of this opinion. So we're going to go for a short break, and we will come back with the fifth opinion and the last opinion, where we summarize it and tell you how we look at it. Thank you. Stay with us. ¶¶
Hello, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Today we invite you to listen to an English translation of a short speech of Shahid Ayatollah Dastoghi. Please stay with us. Isti'adha is for escape from sins. O Allah, give us courage to keep away from Satan. Prevent ourselves from sinning and avoiding committing crimes. This ista'adha with Allah keeps us away from sins and reins our tongues from abusive and harmful talk. Instead of using abusive language in anger, we should rather say a'udhu billah at such times of provocation. It is always advisable to seek Allah's protection and help against the machinations of Satan. In other words, the meaning of A'udhu Billah is A'udhu Billah min ta'ati shaytan. I seek refuge in the obedience to Allah from the obedience to Satan. If a person keeps his hands in the mouth of a tiger and cries that he is very scared of the tiger and seeks the safety of an invincible fort to save himself from the animal attacking him, this is like the person who keeps crying for protection from Satan, but is, in fact, submissive to and under his evil spell. As long as a person uses foul language, he is the follower and slave of Satan. In this condition, his cursing Satan will be a stark lie. One should seek Allah's forgiveness for the ista'adha that he had done hypocritically. The ista'adha of a foul-mouthed person in the eyes of Gnostics, the Urafa, is tantamount to saying A'udhu bishaytan, because he sometimes says A'udhu and at others La hawla, but his actions prove his falsehood. If a tiger is chasing you, you will try to run into a fortified place of safety rather than going near it and putting your hands into its mouth and keep shouting for help. Similar is the reality of ista'adha. It is seeking Allah's succor against Satan in a strong fortification. IRIB English Radio. Our website, www.parstoday.com.
Welcome back, dear listeners. So what we're discussing today is that how do we define a greater sin? Okay, we have brought up and brought forth four of the opinions of the Islamic scholars, the jurists, and those who are the Mufassirin, or the interpreters of Quran, for you before the break. Now, we're going to look at the last option and last opinion in this regard that we will be bringing forth. There may be other categorizations that we may be unaware of, but, you know, we're going to suffice with these four. And the fifth one, which we want to conclude with, is that in view of the fact that the term great indicates upon the enormity of the sin, the best description for it would be every sin which happens to possess one of the following can be regarded as greater sin. Okay, so as long as it has one of these or multiple of these options, then we will consider it to be greater sin. The first one is the sin with respect to which Allah has issued a warning of chastisement. Okay, that will be considered to be a greater sin. The second is sins that have been regarded by the Imams and the traditions of the Holy Prophet and Ahlul Bayt to be grave sin. We will consider that to be a greater sin. Then sins that have been regarded by religious sources to be more severe than sins that are known to be of the greater sins. Okay, so if they're like, there's a verse that says that fitna is actually a worse sin, I'm paraphrasing, than murder, for instance. And we know that murder is a greater sin. So according to this third definition, that fitna, creating fitna in the society, is going to be considered as a greater sin. Last but not the least in this regard is the sins which the authentic traditions expressly state to be great. So we've got some traditions where Prophet or Ahlul Bayt, they qualified it to be, they put a qualifier next to that sin when they talked about it in their traditions, that will be straight up a greater sin. The greater sin that are mentioned in the Islamic traditions vary in number. Okay, there's another, based on, you know, how you define or how you look at the topic, you would have a different count. In some traditions, they are said to be seven in number, which is killing a soul, being disowned by parents, usury, returning to the land of kufr after immigrating from it, falsely accusing a chaste woman of adultery, misappropriating the property of orphans, and flight from jihad, you know, running away. These are the seven, according to that categorization. Some other traditions have enumerated them to be seven in number, with the difference being that being disowned by parents has been substituted by all those sins for which Allah has made the punishment of hell mandatory. Okay, so as you see, slight differences. In some, their number is seen to be 10, while in others, it is 19, and in yet others, the figure is much higher. This difference in their figures stem from the fact that all the greater sins are not uniform and similar. Some are more serious and grave than the others. In other words, they are akbarul kabair, okay, greatest of the greater sins, and thus there is no conflict or contradiction amongst them. Well, thank you for listening to today's show. Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed today's episode of The Teacher. Don't forget to log on to our website at www.parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care, and bye.